listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Join Debbie West and Michael Hathaway in search of the lost knowledge on existence of alien life and the shift in humanity's consciousness and many other metaphysical topics.
Good afternoon. This is Debbie West and Michael Hathaway. We are the host of Lost Knowledge, which airs on Revolution Radio Studio A at 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Today we have as our guest on the show Martin Horst. Martin is the host of First Contact Radio, which airs on BBS. He covers Disclosure, First Contact, and the changes taking place on Gaia as she prepares for ascension into the fifth dimension. Martin, welcome to today's show.
Thank you very much, Debbie. It's wonderful to be on. And I just want to mention that your interview with me is syndicated to three different radio stations. First of all, of course, Freedom Slips with Revolution Radio, your show. Then it's on bbsradio.com, station 2. And as well as on Finding Voices Radio. So we have listeners combined from all those stations worldwide, and I'm very happy to be here with you. And I remember our last interview was wonderful, and I feel honored to be a guest on your show, Debbie.
Thank you. And Michael is my co-host. He's on the call as well. And Michael, you're glad to get to talk to Mike Martin again too, as well, right?
I am looking forward to talking to Martin again. Yes, the first time we had a wonderful conversation, and I forgot to push the on-air button.
Oh, that can happen. It happens to me as well.
Yeah, so Martin is in the Netherlands, and Martin has been covering the ET issue, the disclosure issue, and the emergence of the Earth into the fifth dimension since back in March of 2011. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think I started on Finding Voices Radio in 2010 and then on BBS Radio in the spring of 2011. And since then I've been covering the news and doing interviews with several people all over the world. And, well, I love to do this job, and it's giving me a lot of friendships from very nice people all around. And it's just so exciting to see that the promises that were done to us by many channelers a long time ago are coming to fruition right now. And you can see so many hopeful messages coming out on I love to do this job. And
So Martin, it's true that we have gotten some very helpful messages of prosperity and peace that will come to us as we start to experience the new Earth and first contact. Can you talk a little bit about that? And what do you think is the situation now with disclosure?
Situation with disclosure and the event combined, because it's a process of things that are happening. And I just have a little problem. Let me see. I was just syndicating this radio show to different stations, and I think we lost Don here from BBS Radio. Let's see if he's still there. Hold on. One moment, please.
That's okay. Yeah, so I'll just talk for a second while you're getting him back on. It is not on right now, so if you want to try to reconnect. Martin's frequent guest is David Boyle, and I just want to mention to people that if they want to go look on BBS, on Martin's website, bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, you can find his archives, and in the archives on January 2nd, David Boyle gives a very good explanation of how our bodies are preparing at an atomic level to vibrate at a higher frequency, and this will bring us out of the third dimensional time space that we've been stuck in for so long. We're going to transit into what we call the fifth dimension, a higher frequency, a more frequency of light that vibrates at a higher speed. And this shift at the quantum level will then help us through our transmutation and help us to see what we don't see now. So things that some people are seeing and some people are hearing will become more obvious to the masses at that point. So, Martin, I don't see BBS.
No, I don't understand. Donald Nielsen is not. Can you? I will send a contact right away to you, Michael. Can you add Donald Nielsen? Send contacts. I'm sorry about this guy.
Yes, I will.
Okay, Michael, I will send you Donald.
So, as I was mentioning, David Boyle is a very interesting fellow, and Martin will explain more about who he is and his background, how he's been coming forward and presenting some of this wonderful information about the ascension process and what it means to each of us and how we can understand this fifth dimensional language that we've been hearing a little bit easier and the idea of ascension. So that is a very interesting conversation to have. Do you have David on as a regular guest, Martin?
Yes, he's a weekly guest, David. He's a wonderful guest. He has very positive energy and very positive messages. It's lovely to listen to, and he has an enormous amount of knowledge about the galactics, and it's really amazing to see what he can tell about the galactics, disclosure, the event, and all the things that are happening behind the scenes, as well as a lot of background information on metaphysics, the astral realms, the fifth dimension, the way the universe is constructed, and It's really, really a pleasure to work with this guy. And he is loving, he is kind. I visited him this August. I went over to Blackpool. And I can see that things are getting now coming to a head when you see that the last message said that the cabal will be arrested or sent to another planet in the universe, where they cannot control the Earth anymore, because the planet where we live on really needs to ascend now to the fifth dimension.
So we've been, and honestly, we've been hearing that message and talking a little bit about disclosure for quite a bit, and hoping that that would happen so that there would be a shift in consciousness on the Earth. Are you hearing from some of your contacts and sources that we're moving at a speed that would make that something that we could all think that we could experience in this lifetime for sure?
For sure in this lifetime, I can tell you for sure. And I'm just seeing if I can still get hold of...
I've been ringing him. I don't know whether he's on the air or not. I have his contact information and... did place the call.
Yeah, can you invite him again, Donald Nielsen?
I will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's just try to keep moving, because recording on YouTube as well for Revolution Radio, so if we need to, we can we can invite people to follow up on YouTube. So so Martin, from this galactic perspective, what do you feel is the most positive information that you're receiving from you know, from the different people that you talk to, and where exactly are they getting the information that they're passing on to us? Because, you know, a lot of people that I interview say they have, you know, they're getting messages through the Palladians, the Arcturians, the Syrians. Do you feel like it's coming through one particular group or through maybe, you know, more like a galactic federation?
Well, as you can see, the interconnectedness of all life in the universe, there are beings that are, we call ETs, but they're actually humans, and they are our ancestors. Now, this group of beings from all over the universe is now watching the planet Earth as seeing going through this transition. And, of course, they're communicating telepathically with many people, and most messages are benevolent and positive of nature, where hope is being given to humanity, not to go into the fear mode, but to accept the fact that the Earth is being transitioned into the fifth dimension and into a loving state. And so more and more people are waking up to this truth. And of course, there's a lot of conspiracy stuff out there. And I know that, for example, in 2008, 2007, I saw the documentaries like Zeitgeist, and it was all new for me, or not really new, but it shocked me. And I can see that many people who are just waking up to the bigger picture are first being shocked, and then slowly you move into the more positive messages that give hope and that give a view of our future, like Cobra and Alkesh and David Boyle and many others, that are giving us the clues and the answers instead of putting us into a fear mode. And you can see in development now happening on the social media worldwide, where more positive messages and truth are being shared. And that's a very good sign.
I agree. Yeah, and I think that we've kind of moved through that period in UFO lore that, you know, the shock and awe factor of, you know, we're not being told the truth. And I think at the core, at the soul level, we all understand that these are our, like you say, our historic ancestors, mm-hmm. Whether from our past or our future, and that we're all interconnected, and those of us that are waking up now, or, you know, have made it through the transition to this point, are very connected to the energies from Homestar. So what I call Homestar is, you know, the four stars that we collectively and individually resonate with, you know, that creates each of us individually. So I think that's why some of the people I talk to and you talk to have such a strong connection to a particular home star, because mm-hmm. they have a memory, a soul memory that resonates with, you know, with that origin point. So it's very cool, though, right? It's very cool to be talking at a galactic cosmic level as opposed to a very third dimensional level.
Yes, and I think that's where we are heading to a galactic level, where you can see more understanding, more love, more unconditional love, more happiness. Because if you look at the Earth, it's just a very tiny dot in the universe, but at the same time it's such a big place. You know, even the peninsula where I live on is a big place compared to the village where I live in. And you know, it's all a matter of perspective, how you see things. But I think with first contact, that will happen in our lifetimes, after the event, we can greet and meet our galactic brethren and sisters from all over the place, and it will be a wonderful ride. It will be an exciting time to be alive. And many people who are called starseeds are born in this time, like you and me, Debbie, and Michael and others, who are exposing themselves on the internet, on radio. And I think it's important that we do that. And this is giving us a task to do, which we have to fulfill, to prepare humanity for what's coming. And you're doing a great job in this, Debbie, and many others are. And you can see that the fact that we are working together is bringing more hope and more truth and more information that people can need in order to prepare themselves for this contact. And this contact will go smoothly. It will bring a lot of joy, a lot of excitement, and a lot of knowledge will be added to our education system, because many people know that our history is a lie, as it's being taught in our schools and universities. Also, religions are mainstream religions are based on fear and doom scenarios. So, in the spiritual world, or it doesn't matter what you, how you call it, New Age world, or the world of awakened people, who are open to many truths and open to the greater picture, you can see this community growing, and everything will be. Will be wonderful. It will be just amazing to see our galactic friends coming here and walking next to us, also in the physical, not only in the higher dimensions like it is happening now through telepathy, but it will come to a point where we'll really have physical contact with amazing beings from all over the universe.
Yeah, I am looking forward to that. So what do you think the event is going to, you know, be like? Do you have some feeling from the guests you've talked to about what that's going to
Yes, well, mainly mainly Alkesh and Cobra and as well as Tolek from Dakota have talked about the event, and those three actually give the most detailed information about the event. And what you can see is that what's happening is that the greater picture is coming. Okay, it's BBS Radio calling.
I think
BBS Radio, Doug speaking.
Hi, this is Debbie West on Lost Knowledge Revolution Radio, and we are interviewing Martin Horst, and we're trying to stream your station into the call.
Sure, if I can hear them through this phone. You want me to pull them in? See, I thought they were calling us. Are you calling us so we can pipe in what's on this phone into the station?
No, the other way around, actually.
Okay, you want me to pull them in? I can do that with ease. Stay right there. Do I bring them both in on Skype right now?
No, actually, so this isn't going to work. I'm on air right now. We'll have to try it another time.
Well, you're on air right now. Oh, see, they're supposed to be contacting me. They say it's just been bizarre. I'm not quite sure. Bear in mind, we can do everything on this end, but since it was both being done on some other end, I don't really know what's happening, and the messages
are... It's okay. All right. Yeah, just disconnect for now. We'll have to figure this all out at the commercial break, okay? Thank you so much. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, Martin. Yep. I apologize to any listeners. This is really getting a little tricky, but we are trying to get as many people able to listen to Martin's interview as possible. We will have it on YouTube as a recorded interview as well, so that will be available. Martin, I hope you're still on the call.
I'm still here, Debbie. Yes. Yeah. I don't know why something's happening with Skype. The reason we cannot add Donald to the show, but anyway. We'll do that in the commercial break. But yes, a lot of exciting things are happening right now. As we speak this weekend, we can expect some events happening on the background. We won't hear it yet in the mainstream news. But there has been an ultimatum put by the Galactics to the Dark Cabal, who are ruling the planet. And by several channels, several major channels have... told humanity that if there's no compliance to benevolent contact and to the new financial system, which is giving us abundance, then the skies in the US, China, Russia will be full of ships this Monday, they said. Well, there's always, you know, you have to keep in account that information regarding disclosure and first contact and the event, you have to understand that the Dark Cabal, who's ruling this planet, they're continuing until they are arrested. They are very stubborn, and we just have to send them love. But the reason that there are so many delays for so many years is that I just won't give up.
Yeah, and so you feel you've been hearing that that there will be a disclosure of ships from the Galactic Federation at some point where the time has run out for
yes
the Cabal to surrender, and that the progress of Earth probably dictates when that'll happen, because as Gaia is a spaceship itself is traveling into the higher dimension. That sort of helps to dictate probably when this event could happen.
Yeah, the Earth is ascending as well, and the Earth cannot wait much longer. It's Gaia, our planet that we live on, our mother. And we are wearing out of time. There are so many things happening with the environment, with the climate, animals dying off. And she needs to continue her process of ascension. So they're going to intervene, and they're going to intervene big time this time. So you can expect some really amazing stuff to see happening in our media, in our skies, that will ultimately lead to the event. And the event consists of three parts. The first part is the arrest of the Cabal. The second part is the introduction of the financial system. Now, during this time, the banks will be closed. So people will know that something is going on. They will also feel a cosmic wind, a cosmic energy, a flow of love coming from our sun, that's been initiated by our galactic central sun. And this will give a boost of energy to every human being and animal on the planet. And everybody will feel it. And this will trigger people to wake up to a deeper truth. Because then the third phase where I was talking about is that there will be broadcasts from the galactics. And then you and me, Debbie, will step in, because I called my radio show First Contact, because it's about First Contact. And in the first initial broadcasts, the Galactics will introduce themselves to humanity and share their knowledge. But then people like you and me, who are now doing radio shows with other people, what we call contactees, will change into really doing interviews with Pleiadians, Syrians, you name them. So we will be working together worldwide with other radio hosts, and we will really be asking questions to Pleiadians, Syrians, you name them, and they will explain in length and educate humanity. We're going to see a very busy time ahead, Debbie, where we will have a lot of work to do to ask those questions to those beautiful beings.
Mm-hmm. I'm so ready.
Yeah, right?
I'm so ready. I would love to have open, full, honest, truthful communication with all of our cosmic neighbors. I think that the time is well past that should have happened, and the fact that the Cabal has held on so long to this deceit and deception is actually been quite a shock and a surprise to a lot of us. And like you say, we send our love and light, and we wish them the best. They're always welcome to come to the light team, and I think many will. But this waiting is hopefully ending soon, so that we can all just become poised to take the next steps, which are what you're describing.
Yes.
Being able to have this open conversation, being able to bring these frequencies into schools and hospitals and provide free energy for the planet and provide cosmic history lessons, so that we can all very quickly be downloaded with the information that awakens our souls to a greater purpose for yes. this existence at 2012, which was the most eminent, important time to ever incarnate on the planet Earth,
exactly.
Why we chose to be here.
Yes. And this is going to happen, and don't be disappointed by any delays, because to prepare disclosure and to prepare the event asks a lot of work and preparation, and it's not an easy thing to do. It is actually the most complex operation ever in the galactic history for the last millions of years, maybe. to infiltrate this earth with the dark government and to change the nature from those beings and to arrest them. And because honestly, Debbie, if you look to the mainstream media, it is dark, it is fearful, it is all about terror and the war on terror that they created themselves. They only want to bring fear. And to change this is a very difficult operation with many parties involved, many different human, planet, off-planet, galactic parties, ascended masters, inner earth people from Agartha. It's a very complex operation, so don't be disappointed, anybody who's listening, by any delays. Just stay positive. Know it's going to happen in our lifetimes. And as we speak, you know, the stock markets were tumbling last week. So it's the end of their power, and it's a start of a new beginning. It's a long, difficult process, but bear with me, it's going to happen. Not in 20 years, maybe this year, maybe next week. But we have to keep this positive vibe and this loving vibration, because if you get in a disappointment mode, feeling depressed and wear it off, you're not going to help our fellow human beings. So all the people who are conscious and aware, who are listening to this, stay positive. That's very important, to have this energy of love, where we can put our work together, put our hands together, and embrace each other as fellow human beings. And if you resonate with the Pleiadians, that's okay. If you resonate with the Sirians, but as long as the messages are positive, that's important. And to keep a positive attitude yourself, because all the light workers, that doesn't matter how you call yourself, awakened being or light warrior, people in the know, we going to do this together, and we are doing it now. So we have to keep this positive attitude of working together, and not saying, well, this is bogus, or that person is bad, or, you know, we have to feel this circle of love, this connection, and because we are all connected, and that's those are the founding words from Finding Voices Radio. You see, the other station that is syndicated right now, the purpose of all of it is that we are connected. There's no separation. Separation is an illusion. So as long as we work together and be nice to each other, forgive each other, we can be ready for contact. And all the light workers all around the world are going to play a big role, big time, guys, my brothers and sisters. When the event is going to happen, we will all work hard and have amazing healing to do together with the galactics for our fellow human beings who are not in the know. You know, people, many people out there will have no clue what's going on. So we'll have an amazing responsibility, all of us, to educate them and send them love and tell them our information, because all those years of delay have been a time to prepare ourselves for this information that we all have, so that we can share it and help our communities, our local communities. For example, you will be invited to the city hall in your local town when the event happens, and you will be talking to your own community in your own village or city or neighborhood and explain what's going on together with the galactic. So it will be a large interaction of humans and non-humans off-planet, where we will introduce our galactic friends to our communities, and it will be all the knowledge that you have will be used and asked from you to work together with other people from other countries, other planets, and it's going to be an amazing time of interactions and contacts with new technologies, with new healing systems, and new education systems, where so much will be explained to so many people, and it will be a thrilling time, exciting time, and it's very soon.
You know, one thing I wonder about is how we are going to communicate cross-culturally and cosmically with so many different languages that are used right now. Do you have a feel for how that's going to happen? I know that Earth is one of the few places where we don't use telepathic communication.
Yeah, before we are fully galactic beings, that will happen after first contact. We will be in our incubation chambers, and our DNA will be brought back to 12-stranded DNA, where we will be able to use telepathy. But before that, the galactics will come here, have learned all our languages. So they speak Chinese, Arabic, Hebrew, French, doesn't matter. They can adapt very quickly and learn very quickly. And they have already prepared for this. So they can speak all Earth languages, and they are more advanced than us. So you can assume that they have an IQ of 500 or something, and when they are next to you, they can probe in your thoughts when you allow them, when you give permission, they can read your thoughts, and communication will not be a problem. They are trained to speak all Earth languages.
Mm-hmm. Michael, you have any questions?
Just get the mute button off there, and I apologize for all the things earlier there, but we just couldn't get Donald on. Anyways, how do we, or what kind of hints are we getting that, or how will we know when this is near?
Right now?
Yes. Or when it's coming up, because you sound like you don't have a specific time frame, but it's taking its period of time. But what are the hints that become stronger and stronger?
Well, what you can see happening right now, actually, is the stock market stumbling. There are arrests taking place. If you read messages from Benjamin Fulford to Cobra, things are happening. Strange things are happening. The videos from Alkesh about Comet Eisen and the event have been removed by himself. And there's a particular reason for that. So things are actually, from different directions, secretly running up to momentum, which will be the event. And, well, I'm speaking about days or weeks, actually. And right now, there's so much going on. I cannot keep up with all the details, but behind the scenes, you know, there, even in our governments, in the Pentagon, are people who are benevolent and who want positive change. So the factions are actually working against each other, the dark and the light. And it's happening in China, in Russia, everywhere. And there will be a point that the event will be triggered. And you can see, when you read between the lines from all those different messages, from those different persons, that it's really imminent. It can be days. It can happen next week.
I've been finding that there's people themselves seem to be going through a rewiring. Have you any thoughts on that?
Rewiring their brain?
Yeah, only it's like the only way I can explain it is it's going from the old-fashioned analog to digital.
Yeah.
And the kids are already rewired, the young people. But the adults that maybe a part of this transition group that are becoming more enlightening, that may be finding a different density through events in their lives, you could call them near death or whatever, it's like the rooting in their brains seem to change.
Yes.
And they're thinking differently.
Yes, you can see that happening planet-wide, Michael?
Yes, I see it happening all around me.
Yes. All around me as well, people are waking up to the larger picture, the bigger picture, and that's because their love vibration is rising. They're starting to think in a broader picture, and it's happening more and more, and in a more and in a deeper level as well, on a subconscious level. And that's because the light that's coming from our sun, plus the galactic waves of energy that are bombarding the Earth with love, are bringing people into a state of, well, bliss is not yet, but a way that they are being influenced in their spirit, in their soul, in their core.
it starts with almost that feeling of really there's something more upon it to do.
Yes.
That they find their life, you know, they want to have a little more meaning in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's pushing them to do, you know, things that are positive for mankind. But at the same time, there's also a balance that sometimes they feel out of place if they don't know what's going on.
Yes. Yeah, and that's why they are not really prepared sometimes or not really fully conscious of what's happening. They cannot put their finger on it. But they feel something is going on, and they, on a subconscious level, and they start to question the mainstream media. Even people in the 60s or 70s are coming to Facebook, and they start to become aware of the greater picture by the truth seekers. And it's happening in many different ways, also by oral conversations where, you know, people on the street meet and greet you. You can also see that people are looking at me, for example. It's just that, well, the so-called light workers are radiating more light. And now the main population, the masses, are picking this vibration up. Do you see that happening, Debbie and Michael? Do you see happening that when you are somewhere and that you see that people are somehow curious by what you do and what you say and by your being? I see that happening, that, you know, people become curious on the streets, in the shops, everywhere.
Yeah. So what's happening here is that there isn't a single person that has not experienced the message of 2012. Mm-hmm. And I think what's taken so long is that, you know, we haven't been able to capture the mainstream media as fast as we would have liked to, Martin. You know, it's been a slow burn. And I got into this from 2012 on, and we have made an impact. The difference is there, Revolution Radio and your station, BBS, and all of the other players out there that have so put their reputations at stake, the guests that we've had. I mean, it has been a very long fight, and I think that the people involved, you know, have done the very best job they could, all of the radio show hosts on every internet station and beyond. And the penetration is now finally seeping into the consciousness. You cannot meet a person anywhere on the street that doesn't know that mainstream media is deceitful, and that there's so much more out there that's happening that's for the benefit of all mankind, that there are no hostile alien forces out there, and that we are about to emerge into the peaceful, sovereign planet Earth that we are destined to be. So I feel it's there. I agree with you, Martin, and Michael, too, that the time is now. The time is finally, the tipping point that we've all been waiting for has happened. And it's exciting.
It's very exciting. It's time to sing and dance.
Yeah, it's very joyful. I cannot wait to get to Agartha. I have talking to Adama and about my visit to the Library of Porto Logos for several years, and just cannot wait to meet the Lemurian brothers and sisters and all of them, so that we can merge our energies and you know, accept our you know, expanded DNA activations to a full 12 strand, so that, you know, so that the what we came here to do can be completed.
It's going to be so fun, so loving, so exciting. You know, we will have technology to travel, also the means of money by the reset, the financial reset. It will give me the funds to go to the United States from Europe. You know, it's something I cannot afford, but I will be able to visit you, Michael, BBS Radio friends, people in California, in Australia, in Hawaii, people all over the place that are connected to us. You know, you have a large network, Debbie. Michael has a large network of people that we now, at this moment, cannot afford to visit, but it will be a gathering of light workers and wonderful people together. You know, it will be so amazing to have conferences.
Yeah, but what's really funny is that Michael has a landing pad on his mountain. He
Great.
Lives on Yeah, he lives on a bunch of acres in New Hampshire, and one of them, and the mountain that he sits next to is basically an old pyramid that, where you can just see the peak of it. Now it's very tall, but it's on a crystalline grid, and there's so much activity there, and there's so much activity at some of these portals all over the world, and I just can't wait for them to be experiencing, for everyone to be experiencing. The cosmic energies and the ability to self-heal, no longer have the need for all of the, you know, pharmaceutical medications and all the things that we, you know, we sort of, the toolkit that we use now to survive will no longer be needed because we'll be amped, we'll be amplified.
Yes, you know? And so in a, such a way that it will be total bliss for everybody. All the people, you know, people that are old, that are starving in Africa, it will be such a joy for humanity. It will such people will be crying from joy, you know.
I know.
To see absolutely. All the all
Middle
the
East will be healed, and you know the places where they're suffering now. It's painful to see what's happening as we go through this period of duality.
Yes.
Yeah, in darkness, but the light. I feel what you're saying is so true. That the light is finally able now to be fully voiced, and you're so close to that that event that you're talking about. People all over the world, I think, are feeling the angelic presence, and like you say, the ascended master presence. That, you know, that's just. Making us feel even more ready to have that spiritual advancement that we need.
That is so true. Yes, Michael.
That's a need that really needs to be addressed, is the fact of bringing Martin and others like this with that positive message together so that there can be that solid beginning of the communication that goes out. I mean, it's going out now, but just as it comes together more and more.
Well, I'm just going to say, like, not too long ago, I did an article on UFO disclosure, and I got a message from the Galactic Federation, and I'm just going to summarize it, but it's in the UFO Digest article that was published on the Law of One. And basically what they were saying, Martin, and you've probably heard this, is that, you know, they're very advanced technologically. They've been very patient with Earthlings, but we need to decide. We need to invite them to safely enter the atmosphere of Earth and land on our planet, and to bring to help us through the completion of the cleansing of the Earth. They have so much that they can offer us to help us through this process. The ascension process is not easy. It's a rebirthing process. The amount of help that we could receive if we desire it is just enormous. From a cosmic level, though, it's a free will zone, and we need to express that we want this to happen. We need to consciously accept and request through our conscious free will that we want these benevolent beings here, and that we want a peaceful, benevolent, sovereign planet. So that, you know, that's where I think that people talk about, when's this event going to happen? The event will happen when we do that.
Exactly. And we are doing it now. We are all being helped by, as you said, Debbie, you said it beautifully, that the presence of the Ascended Masters is triggering humanity to be loving and to be kind to each other. And you can see gestures of kindness happening everywhere. People in need that are being helped everywhere. The kindness is spreading, love is spreading, and if we hold on to this loving vibration and to this positive attitude, you know, it's going to happen very soon, I'm sure. And I feel so much grateful for all the listeners who are here with us right now, and I would suggest, if I may, do a little guided meditation here.
Yes, please.
Please.
Okay. Right, a few deep breaths. Okay, I hereby, Martin Horst with Debbie West and Michael Hathaway, during this radio show, we invoke all galactic beings, together with all the listeners all over the world, to ask Prime Creator, Source, created all life in the universe, in the galaxy, in the multiverse, to step in and to allow the transition on the Earth to happen towards a benevolent, positive future. And we ask that this energy is being sent to all our governments, all our banks, all our people that are working, and all the good people that want benevolent things to happen for humanity and for the Earth, to take away the false beliefs of greed and power, and to exchange this for love and forgiveness, so that humanity and planet Earth can transition into the fifth dimension, where the landings will happen. So we invoke this presence of the galactic Prime Creator, this feminine and masculine energies, to be in balance, that there is no domination over the other species, and that benevolent contact and a breath of relief can be felt in every house, in every city, in every village on Earth, and in every continent, in every country, in every house, people will feel a relief that the negative will be transformed into positive, and that we can all start to breathe and eat and join our neighbors here on Earth and the neighbors from outside the Earth with a wonderful celebration of love. And let this be happening now. Let's invoke the presence of the galactic Prime Creator and all life and all beings, all animals, all species, sentient and non-sentient, to join the Earth and to bless us with love and to start anew and to carry the world all together towards peace and abundance and benevolent contact. Let it be so. Amen.
Beautiful. Do you find that there are people that are in more of a spiritual nature that are also sending out a positive message, even if they don't realize their transition they're on?
I'm afraid I don't understand your question, Michael.
Well, there are certain religions that have this same positive thought, that send out this for peace and love. Mm-hmm. And do you think that they are also doing some good in the process of the transition?
Yes, I think in all religions, you know, I believe the core of every human being is benevolent. I believe that every soul is benevolent. Even people with religions will teach them that humans are born in sin, you know, Christian religions, for example. Every human being has this inner voice, this inner calling, to want to do good to your neighbor. And so, yes, the answer is yes.
And, you know, I have one other little thing to add here. You are such a wonderful piano player. If you recorded something like that with the vibration of your piano underneath it, boy, and people could pick that up on the internet, that would really be a wonderful gift.
Do you want me to play a track?
Well, what I'm saying is, as you play well, that with your guided, I'll call it a guided meditation, that mm-hmm. sense of a prayer, that itself with your music underneath it would be something that I believe people would really cherish and would help them in their lives.
Well, you know, Michael, I have worked as a musical therapist in the past, and there are people with diagnoses like Down syndrome and autism that have touched me to the core. When I felt blessed to and thankful and grateful and humble to play the piano with those beings, and I can think about a girl in a wheelchair who was just able to touch one key on the piano, and I could improvise around it. And the energy that was created in the room was so sacred, so beautiful. And I would say we can love from our, we call them disabled, but those beings have so much love inside them. And
you're doing the same thing right now, touching one finger at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And with each one and each broadcast that you do, somebody new is learning, is going to that higher vibrational level. How can people catch up with you, and what do you have coming up in the future?
Well, first of all, I'm very touched by what you just said, Michael, and
that comes from my source.
Yes, you're touching me to the core, my friend. Well, people can get a hold of me by going to, for example, to bbsradio.com/ET/radio. My email address is there. And what I have coming up is David Boyle on Monday, again, on findingvoicesradio.com. It's a bit confusing for some people to understand that on Mondays I transmit on Finding Voices Radio. And on Saturdays, I syndicate Finding Voices and BBS. And I would love to work with you also, Michael. Let's see what we can do. I feel right now an energy coming in here that we are working together. We are doing it together. And I'm very grateful to you, Debbie, and to Michael, that we can share this humbleness and this honesty to each other, to touch each other and to work from our heart, because that's the message from little grandmother Keisha Crowther. She has a message of love. We are one family and we are working together to bring peace and love, and that's our task, and it goes beyond galactic contact, because the galactics are here to teach us peace. So we are teaching this peace and we are working together, and that's the best ever that we are doing together, and we can embrace each other in this.
And I think we've done this before, my friend.
Yes, Michael.
I am not sure that Deb is still there. She sent a namaste message. I know that she had to make an engagement, so she may have departed already. And I know that her vibrational level is right there. She has so much of that beautiful energy coming through her. And
yes.
So the next step, incidentally, that journey, if in your mind, in your heart with gratitude, and you think about this tour of this country and the world, it's already real. It's already coming together.
Yes,
it isn't a question of the funds. It's a question of the timing.
Yes.
They'll all be there when it's time.
Yeah.
So what is your guest that you have on this next week, Monday? You do a lot of work with him, radio shows, right?
Yes, David Boyle is so such a humble, wonderful guy with so much love. we will continue to speak about the developments of the event and disclosure that we did tonight. And he might have some additional information that I don't have to add, so that people can be filled with new information and new education. Let me see my agenda. I have an interview coming up next Saturday on BBS Radio. Can I share my agenda, Michael?
You certainly may.
Okay. Let's see. Saturday, the 9th is today. Then next week, the 16th, I have Chris Brown on the show. He's really amazing. I met him through another radio station. And then I have the 30th of this month, Paula Harris. And Paula Harris is amazing. She's doing a lot of work together with UFO contactees from all over the world. And she specialized in benevolent contact as well. She's a wonderful lady. She travels all over the world, especially to South America, because things are happening in South America. People have daily contact there. It's different than in the US or Europe. In South America, a lot is going on.
And that is the music that says that this show is just about drawn to a conclusion. I want to thank you so much, Martin, and look forward to many more communications in the future.
Yes, namaste, brother. Thank you, Michael, and much love to you. And thank you for your wonderful time.
Same to you.
Much love. All right, my friends, that was it. I was a guest for Debbie West radio show on freedomslips.com. It was syndicated by Finding Voices Radio. I'm now going to say you farewell and much love. Have a good night, a good morning, or whatever you're listening from. And know that the time is near and that we will be close to some amazing celebrations of joy, happiness, and love. I'm going to say good night, good morning, or wherever you're listening from, and have a blessed day or night, and know that everything is fine and well, and that the Galactics are here, and they're eager to teach us about love and understanding and coming together in peace. And know that we are all connected, we are all one. We are one human family on this beautiful planet, and love will guide us through the lives we live and bring us everything that we wanted all our lives, which is peace and love.